This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very synergetic episode of the BCP. Right now, I'm super excited to talk with our favorite guest of all time, a first ballot BCP Hall of Famer. He puts the G in Synergy Wrestling. He is a friend. He is a mentor. He is the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Colin West. What's up, Colin? How are you, bro?
Hey, dude. Thank you so much. That's awesome. I mean, if we were still in college, I would probably be putting the E in Synergy. But that's I'm a very old man. And I had very, very, very questionable feelings in my early 20s. That's why my back hurts now. So there Wow. We are. It's good to talk to you again, dude. Every time I see you, that feature walls behind you's got one more thing on it. And I'm always trying to play the Where's Waldo, like, what's new?
I love it. This guy always trying to put me over, and I'm very appreciative of that. But man, you have been doing big things as always. You know, the last couple of times I talked to you, we were running Synergy shows. I wanted to come to the last one, man, but like my guys were kind of coming down with stuff and I was being very careful. So we did watch it on TV. A hell of a show. Congratulations to Jordan Oliver. And then, man, it's crazy because you guys, a lot of brands have been able to run in 2020. Now moving forward in 2021, I remember you putting a post like, hey, like, let's see what's going to happen with this vaccine. Like, you know, we're going to kind of stay away from the audiences for a little bit. But then I know you guys, you're just like the Undertaker, man. It's like, all right, let's get back to action. But you're going to do a little bit of this Synergy SOS, which is really, really cool. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell fans about what's going on right now with Synergy.
I mean, I was really inspired by all these places that were going out of their way to keep their workers working. You know, obviously, I was very inspired by Fight Forever. You know, taking part of that in a very small way.
I wouldn't say small.
Okay. My amount of work was this big. That's all Brett and Joey and Kevin and that brain trust. And then Tony and Jordan doing their thing. And we were just a very small outside part, happy to support. But watching that and our IWTV family of shows, Limitless Wrestling's The Road, which has been cool. Camp Leap Frog, everybody, Action Wrestling, people putting out these weekly episodics. Right now, about an hour from when we're taping, Paradigm Pro's putting out No Hook 2. I mean, so all these people that are just trying to keep their workers working, I said, you know what, let's just roll with it, and I'll match whatever we raise on Indiegogo to a percentage, and we'll see what people want. And the response was incredible. And so we are now going to release 3 one-hour episodes of Synergy SOS, the Synergy off-season special, nice. In March on IWTV. We're filming them right around the end of February in a discreet, remote, undisclosed location. And we're going to start putting those out in March to build to Mania Week. Which is crazy. So we're going to have 12 matches over 3 episodes and then a special 13th bonus match, which I haven't told anybody about. This is you. We had extra money in the budget and I promised you that we would spend 100% of it on matches for this show. So after those 3 weeks are taped, if Jordan Oliver is still champion, this will be a second title match. If not, it won't be. But I thought it would be fun to do Jordan versus Ellis Taylor versus Charlie Tiger in a Young, Dumb, and Broke triple threat. If Jordan defends against Matt McIntosh during the SOS tapings successfully, that'll be another title match for Jordan.
Dude, I'm already pumped, man. And Synergy's been killing it, man. You know, I'll stop with the compliments, but I always say you guys really are the NXT of the indies right now. I'll leave it at that. You guys are killing it. And speaking
That's
of which,
praise, man.
I mean it, man. You know, we're fans here too. We're not just journalists, man. And we appreciate what you guys do. And I'll say this, man, we talk about Synergy SOS. I see some new faces coming in, man, which is really, really cool for me to see. You know me, I'm always in your ear, man. And I apologize for that, but you give people opportunity. That's one of my favorite words. I've gotten a lot of opportunity from you, as a matter of fact. So thank you for that, man. But we'll stop this love fest and get right to the point here. I love seeing Kai McKenna coming in, man. She had a great match with Holodead over at GCW Fight Forever, man. You know, we always joke about us having guests on and they go, oh, like, can we go to Synergy or like we want to work with Synergy, man. And I see you slowly bringing some people in, man. What's your mindset
and going into that? That's still, and I know a lot of people, I mean, to use the parlance of the industry, a lot of people are like, oh, Colin's kayfabing me or he's not giving me the... Here's it, like, I'm flattered when anybody wants to work here. Seriously, I'm just a dude. Like, I'm just a guy. And saying that you want to work here means that we're doing something right, you know? And not only anybody can have buzz, but can you have buzz and actually treat workers well and really put out a decent product that you look like you care about? And it makes me feel good that good workers want to come here. The easiest way that I can explain it is I can only bring so many new people in at a time without, you know, saying, all right, who of my regulars who have busted their ass for me do you want me to leave home? You know what I'm saying? So it's a really tough tightrope to walk of saying, like, I know other people want opportunity. I know there are dozens and dozens of exceptional wrestlers all over the country that would love to come here, and I'd love to have them, but I can't put on a 7-hour show. So it's finding that rotation. In terms of Kaia McKenna specifically, that is thanks to Dennis and Don and some of our friends over at Bum Wine Bob. They specifically had to sponsor a wrestler option for SOS, and they wanted Kaia McKenna. And it gave me an excuse to bring back Jordan Blade, who I've wanted to bring back since the women's GSI. And those two are going to pair it up.
Standing ovation, man.
Oh, man. Trish and Jordan. That's all for her. She was tremendous. And it gives us an opportunity to see, again, that area of wrestling, and specifically women's wrestling in the D.C. metro area, Virginia, Maryland. You know, Kaia McKenna, Jordan Blade, Trisha Dora, Erica Lee. Come on. So, I mean.
Not even fair.
It's not. I mean, sometimes an area just glows up. Like, you remember about 5-6 years ago when Ohio was just started to be it, you know, and it's like Dez and Wentz and Trey and Ace Austin and and all those people. And then all of a sudden, Ohio is it, you know, and it feels like DC, especially with their women's scene, might just be that next spot that glows up that hard, you know? So it's good to have two really great representatives in Kaia and Jordan coming up for these tapings. It really is.
Oh, man, the real winners, the fans, man. And you mentioned the word buzz a couple times. You right now have more buzz than the Beehive. Sorry, had to get it in there. More buzz than the Toy Story trilogy? I don't know. But anyway, we want to talk about that 2-hour Iron Man match at GCW Fight Forever, man. I had just gotten home from work, so I threw it on. You know, I'm trying to keep up with everything going on. What an amazing event that was. Huh. And I see everyone tweeting, oh, we're doing another hour. Colin West, you know, is making another hour, man. Your thoughts on that whole match, dude? I mean, you broke some records with that one, my friend.
I broke zero records. Jordan Oliver and Tony Deppen broke records. I broke zero records. I mean that. I did nothing but sanction a championship. Other than that, I sat on my butt and I live tweeted. You know, and we made a donation. That is all we did. It required me hitting about 8 keys and sitting at home. When I tell you that Jordan, Tony, Chris Levin, Brett Lauderdale, Joey Janela, Kevin Gill, Orange Crush Art, and Real Kind Meds, I believe was the sponsor of that block, and MLJ on commentary, those are the people who crafted that. That's the people that deserve the credit. We just put our title behind it because I believe in Jordan Oliver and I believe in Tony, and that's it. The idea to have an Iron Man match was Jordan's. Tony wanted in. The idea to go for that second hour, you heard it live, that wasn't us. That Jordan wanted another hour. So please, this is why I've been very quiet and just very, very quick to give praise, because I had nothing to do with it. And, you know, I reached out and offered the championship and that deal. And Brett could have very easily said, no, we're good, man. Thanks. We're okay. You know, and everybody there could not have been more gracious. And, you know, you say what you will. And GCW doesn't need me to put them over. They're 436 times the size of us. But whatever you're going to say, Fight Forever was for the workers, and it was diverse, and it was entertaining, and it was something that no one has ever tried before. And all credit to the people who put it on. And you can find other things to say or criticize about people or not. That's not my business. That's yours. That's fine. But I don't think you can criticize what Fight Forever was. I think it was a beautiful moment for wrestling. And I think that the GCW crew should be really, really praised for it.
Absolutely, man. Very, very well said. And that tells me Jordan Oliver is a fighting champion. Credit to GoPro, our friends over there as well. We just had them on the BCP. They were telling the stories about that crazy 24 hours. I think some of them were up for 40 hours at least working on that show.
I mean, man. I think Earl Gardner almost died by a fire. I think he almost died during the UV 60 block. That was wild. Did you see that moment?
I didn't see it, but I heard the story.
Yeah, Schlack came off the top with the flaming elbow pad, threw it out the ring, and it went by Gardner's head.
Yikes.
Yikes is right. I mean, it was wild. I saw a lot. And, you know, Jordan and Tony, for me, stole it. But to see a guy that you love to hate, to love to hate, to hate, to love, yeah. Charles Mason come in and kill it with Ken Broadway. I thought Wheeler Yuta and Nolan Edward was really special. Jordan and Ellis Taylor showing out for the Synergy family, and that's in two tag matches overnight. Steve Scott showing out for the Synergy family. I mean, like, that's KTB working a bunch. Shouts to just Alley Cat for putting on a great block for women's wrestling, and Effie putting out a great block for diversity in wrestling with the LGBTQIA community. For the Culture was banging again. I mean, what do you want to say? If you don't approach it like a wrestling fan, and if you don't put the datedness out the window and just say, holy crap, they tried to do something incredible, do you really like wrestling, or do you just like complaining?
Yeah, very well. You hit that right on the head, man. So shout to GCW for that.
Yeah,
great event. Hopefully we'll see something like that again. It was just cool to, like, every hour, you know, even if I got a break at work, just throw it on, see who was on, see who's getting opportunity. So many people killed it. So shout to them doing big things. But speaking about big things, what a segue. You, my friend, are headed down to Florida, I believe, for IWTV show. I have my notes, very professional over here, professional journalism. Ooh. IWTV Indie Showcase of the Independents. Yes. That's what it is, man. I am super pumped for that, man. You know, announcement today, I think MSG put out a release that they're trying to get people back in that venue. I think there's like limit 2,000. So things are kind of looking up, man. You know, I'm still careful with everything, man. But this gives me hope. This gives me excitement, man. I already am talking to people that, like, they're like, yeah, I'm driving down there, man. So it's really, really exciting, man. Tell us how this came about, man.
I have impulse control problems.
Not true.
True. I got offered this, and it was a situation where the situation was right.
Yeah,
we've never thought about going to a Mania Week before. Usually it's just an absolute a minefield of stuff, plus COVID on top of it. But ultimately what it came down to is IWTV presented us with an incredible platform and a situation that we couldn't say no to, pairing with some really fire promotions. Running, I believe, maybe I'm giving away too much, running the same day as Beyond Wrestling, who is a promotion and a promoter in Drew Cordero that I just think has been doing it as well or better than anybody for over a decade. And you got ICW doing Pit Fighter, No Holds Barred, No Peace is coming in, Action Wrestling. Very cool to see Southern Underground Pro, Sup Craps. Like, that's dope for me. I am... Really excited to be a part of this family. I feel like I've forgotten something and I'm probably going to get flamed on Twitter for it. The IWTV family reunion is happening, but it was the right situation, the right time, the right arrangement on a platform that's been very good to us at IWTV. And it really came down to, I liked what they had to say about COVID protocols. I like what they're going to do. And it's an opportunity to really say thank you to some of the guys and girls who have worked hardest for me over the last year.
Yeah.
Hey, come on down. Here's a spotlight. Here's a moment, you know, thank you. And it sucks that I can't bring everybody. Like, that hurts me. And there's people that I love to death that I just can't. Otherwise, like I said, can't put on a 6-hour show and I can't have 14 matches. I want to, because I love my team. But
one day, man, one day.
Yeah. And it's just going to be a matter of who's down there. What matchups are right? And ultimately, no shade, what do people want to see?
Yeah.
And this person versus this person, or this person versus that person, what do people want to see more? What is gets the people going?
Yeah.
You absolutely know, so that's it. And I've started constructing some things, and this will be the biggest show we've ever put on.
I think it's going to be great, man. And you mentioned all those things, and I always say, like, it has to be organic. You don't want to just like put things together, and you are so very good at that, man. So that's another compliment to you. I mean, I'm just super excited for this, to see what everyone brings to the table in this stellar event, man. Like, you know, I'm starting to think, oh, like, should I take a drive down there? You know, I'm talking about sponsorships, and it should be very exciting, man. So maybe we'll be involved in some capacity, and good luck to you, man. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, and the thing that's really that I'm committing to with this synergy versus concept is that there's not going to be a match that's not a synergy match. Every match is going to have synergy talent versus an outside person.
I like that.
You know, so I don't want to, like, I feel like so many Mania shows in the past have been kind of ingenuous. They've kind of, and why I say that, and it's no heat, it's just trying to be real with it. You put on a bunch of matches that you would never put on the rest of the year, featuring people that you will never see in that promotion again. Are you, what are you doing for yourself? And what are you doing for your crew? Whereas if I take the a little bit extra time and money to fly down some guys or girls that might not be on other shows so you can see what we're all about. Yeah, that's where we are.
That's what I'm doing. That's what we see every time we go to the show, bro.
That's it. And I mean, I don't believe in just because you've got buzz means you're better than somebody who doesn't have buzz. Like, I'm just going to put out these matches, like, straight up. Unless he's unavailable, like, I'm bringing TJ down.
Yeah, TJ, I saw him tweeting TJ's some been stuff. Killed. All right, he's been on fire, man. He's one of those.
That's
guys.
What I'm saying. Like, TJ's coming down with me. I love TJ. You know, there are guys like, you know, Jordan's going to be in Tampa. You know, yeah. Kirk and Casey are going to be in Tampa. You know, KTB's in Tampa. But, like, you know, there's people I look at like Vertigo. Vertigo should be in Tampa, right?
Yeah,
Vertigo should be down. You know, so let's figure out how to make this happen.
Yeah.
Whether you like him or not, Charles Mason should be down.
Oh yeah.
So I want this to look like a synergy show. I don't want people to say, oh, that was dope, and then tune in a couple weeks later on IWTV and go, what the hell is this? This isn't the same company. You know, you got to be real with people. Otherwise, what's the point?
Well, you speak about being real with people, and you know where I'm going this already, Colin. You can no comment on this one if you want. We saw a little bit of a, how do I put this, real talk between you and your good friend, Mr. Eric Corvis, starting at the last event. You put out, you know, I've heard of an Irish goodbye, I guess what you called an Irish apology on Twitter. Any comments on that? You can no comment.
No, it's fine. Eric and I have been friends for a decade, and when you decide to become friends in wrestling and then work together in wrestling, everything is now public. And if something happens in front of fans, now it's public, and you just air things. And I think that, I mean, to be real, sometimes people just need time to cool down. But, you know, I love Eric and I respect his mind and I respect his talent. But when you've been in wrestling for 20 years, whether you like it or not, you try to work everything into a shoot or shoot everything into a work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the line is a little too blurred there. And like, I just want to cool down and let cooler heads prevail. I said what I needed to say to him. He said what he needed to say to me, but he keeps trying to make an angle out of this. And it's just,
yeah.
I'm uncomfortable trying to make a wrestling story out of something that he and I just needed to address, you know, like I love Eric, and I was watching my best friend talk about wanting one last run and wanting to just, whether it be really making a go at television one last time or top independence, which I now think we are one, being a top guy, being an agent somewhere, doing something, but at the same time, kind of letting himself fall into bad habits. Maybe getting KO'd against Kirk really bothered him, and he kind of fell into some bad habits. And he's been my tough love guy for a long time, so I tried to be his tough love guy back, you know. And I want nothing more than peak form Eric Corvus. You've seen, I have no problem putting him anywhere on my card ever when he's right. But it's the same thing as me saying, like, okay, for example, O.J. Edwards, Matt Mikowski, like these guys are coming in and crushing it and killing it and looking like $1 million. And how can I look at someone like that and say, just because we're best friends, I'm going to give you a spot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there's no heat, because Eric Corvus is as good as anyone else on my roster when he's right. No disrespect. As good or better. Right. You know, the guy is a creative genius. It's just, I need people to be at their best because I want them to be able to look back and be proud of what they've done. Yeah. It's not about me.
Absolutely, man. I get where you're coming from. Like we always say, like, you know, have the uncomfortable conversations. You know, sometimes you want to light fires under people, you know, and, you know, I know you guys are best friends, and, you know, we did have Eric on the show. I did have a nice moment with him at Synergy. Thanks to you, man, coming out of that match before the match that you mentioned, man. We know why he wrestles. We know what he fights for, man. And I think we all just want to see him succeed, man. So shout out to Eric. We love you, bro.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, I love Eric, and I know why he wrestles. I just think that maybe he needs to go back, like a lot of people, and watch that part of that interview again and just remind himself, like, when he's at his best, there's very few people that can touch him. You know, when he's at his best, he's a beyond main eventer. He was a Jersey All-Pro main eventer. He's a Synergy main eventer.
Yeah.
You know, he's been everywhere and done everything. And people that are great in this business look to him as a creative advisor and a mentor. And I do too. Just get on your get right, dude.
Gotcha, man. Well, never a doubt in Eric, man. And I'm sure he'll have continued success moving forward. We'll definitely see that, man. Maybe we'll even see him down in Florida. Who knows? So let's move on here. We'll talk about, actually, you know what, Colin? I'm going to throw another little curveball at you, man, because we always have the panel discussions, man.
Grab my stress ball here.
Stop. No, we're really with the hard hitting questions over here. Right. No, man, seriously, like we've had you on the show a bunch of times, usually like in a panel, usually talking about shows and events, man. I want to know Colin West, man, like how did you get into the business, man? Were you a fan? Did you grow up like with family in the business, man? I want to know your story.
I can't believe we've never done this. Okay. Yeah.
Are you for real? That's what I was saying. I was like, let's talk.
I grew up a fan of the business like anybody else, you know, and the difference being that when other people watched wrestling, you know, they wanted to be Sean or Brett or Diesel, or this is the era that I watched, you know, and I wanted to be Bobby Heenan.
Oh, really?
That's the difference. Bobby Heenan was my guy. And at that point, Paul Heyman was number two. He was this young, brash guy with a ponytail carrying around a giant cell phone with the Dangerous Alliance in WCW. That's who Paul Heyman was. And those were my guys. I wanted to be them, you know? And I had two friends bring me to an indie show that they were working on in 2011 called UWA Elite. And it was a little company based out of Sayreville. And I walk into this show and the first people that I see are the guy who got the venue, which is Eric Corvus, and Dave Swan, wow, the owner of the company, and guys like Brian Brass and Mike Quest and Sean McNellis and Bose and King Tech and that whole crew. And I got to, then I saw this dude. I'm like, this guy's jacked. And that's a guy who would inevitably become KTV. And, you know, I followed them for a while because my friends were there, you know, and it was not, I think I had reached a point in my life where at that point I was about 26 or 27. And I was like, get yourself a real job. And the recession hit and you shouldn't be following, like, this is ridiculous. But I followed the promotion for about a year. And then I just kind of had this moment where I'm like, screw it. And I approached Dave and said, you know, do you guys have a podcast? Do you guys need a commentator ever? And I had been doing radio and podcasts for a long time and kind of slotted in and proceeded to just do commentary there from 2012 to 2019.
Wow.
And that's really how it came about. I started doing some charity show work about 2015, started working for some other companies around 2015, 2016. I got some really, I was gifted to get some experience, you know, at places like On Point Wrestling with Loudy and Matt Tremont at the time. I was fortunate to get some commentary work at the first year of GCW out in Howell at Game Changer World.
Sure.
And like, honestly, giant bucket list thing. I got to manage and do commentary at Jersey All Pro Wrestling with Arcadia. And that was huge for me. And along the way, I got to really network and meet some nice people and meet some people on their way up, you know, meet an all good Anthony Green and meet a warhorse Jake Parnell. And I'm not just doing this to name drop. I'm saying, like, it's been really cool along the way. Like, yes, synergy growing, awesome. And me getting to do stuff, awesome. But like, the reward for me is just watching AG glow up and get signed and Parnell become warhorse, become the most over guy in independent wrestling. Yeah. And just seeing, like, the transformation from day one, Kyle the Beast to KTB is insane. Yeah. And being pretty much ringside for the whole thing, you know, and just, that's the cool part for me. So you see why, like, as much as I hate him, when I watch Brandon Kirk become the Rogue, there's a part of me that's very proud. And when I watch 160 Jordan Oliver become heavyweight Big Breakfast Synergy champion Jordan Oliver, I'm very proud. Yeah. You know, and when I see people find themselves and make steps, you know, I'm just very proud of people. And all I am is the platform. And that's where I slotted in. And it's weird because I always thought that I was going to be more of a, I'm going to be a manager. I'm going to be a guy who cuts the killer promo on everybody. And don't get me wrong, I can.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, you have no idea. But what I'm saying is, that's not my lane, you know, and sometimes along the way you realize that you aren't meant to do what you thought you were meant to do. And I'm very okay with it. You know, I'm very okay with being back of camera most of the time and being in the lane that I'm in and showing up when I need to advance something or showing up when I need to put somebody over, you know, but, no, my job is to be the guy that helps the other guy get famous or get made or get there. And yeah. I like that job.
I get
and
that.
I'm living the job that I didn't know I wanted, but I'm glad that I found, because this is where I want to be.
Absolutely, man. And not to be cliche here, man, thank you for sharing that with us, dude. Now, hypothetically, you know, moving forward question, we always ask the superstars that come on, you know, what's the goal? Is it here or here? Or, you know, we get the politically correct answer, man. I'm going to throw the same thing to you. What is your goal moving forward? Yes, I know it's Synergy, to take Synergy to that next level. So hypothetically, let's say that you can keep that as well as whatever your goal is. What is your goal moving forward, man? Because I think you have a brilliant mind for the product. I enjoy your product. I enjoy your booking. I enjoy your methods and the way you think about things. Much like a Pat Buck, who we've seen go on to great success, man. Is that something you ever think about? I can see you be perfect in a role like that.
I mean, I need about 20 years of sustained excellence before I can put myself in a Pat Buck conversation. That's not kissing ass. That's just factual. You know, so that is what that is. But look, I mean, if Synergy wasn't the end goal, then yeah, I'd love to be creative. I'd love to, you know, be a staff writer, an agent somewhere. I'm nowhere near qualified to be a road agent because I'm not a trained professional wrestler. And in my mind, that's a job for them, you know, and that's why the best agents that you see, the Pat Bucks, the Arn Andersons, even the guys backstage who are a little bit younger, your Tyson Kidds, your Jason Jordans, they're all trained workers. They're all exceptional, you know, at their jobs. Homicide working behind the scenes at NWA a little bit, which was an amazing hire. Yeah. But I want to be where the people are.
My head went there too.
I had nothing, so I just went Disney. That's what we do. But
I love it. That was amazing. That's the soundbite right there.
If I sang more than 2 seconds of it, we would have gotten sued.
I know. Yeah. That was beautiful, though.
I mean, if I'm laying all my cards out on the table, shooting between friends, if we weren't recording, look, I want to be the official pro wrestling company of a large streaming service. That's what I want.
Love it.
That's what I want. I want this to be a destination spot. I don't want people... it's very cool being seen as a stepping stone to large promotions. I would like to be in a position where financially sometime down the line, people don't have to leave here to have a great and fulfilling and financially successful career. You know, I want to be a place where people have creative freedom and still get paid, you know, and get taken care of. I mean, I don't win unless we all win.
Yeah.
And I say that, and it sounds cliche. I don't care if you think it sounds cliche, because there are plenty of people who have made a boatload of money off of other people's broken backs. And that, you know, impressive as it is, it's not admirable. It sucks.
Yeah.
You know, and so if there's a way to find a way to make a living by providing a platform where guys can make enough to earn a living and also be protected, that's where I want to be.
Damn, that's a hell of an answer, Colin. A round of applause, man. That was really well said, man. It's true, man.
Like, there's enough. I mean, I feel like if you are in the business and you don't have that answer and you're in charge of people's lives and careers, why?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that to shit on anybody. It's just, this is not get some money together and play cosplay Vince on the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and let's real talk. I used to approach it like that. I did. Right. It was happy fun time for me. And I needed enough people to kind of give me this, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, this is serious. And I finally got it. And it wasn't because everybody takes themselves seriously. It's that, you know, we're all here to have a good time, but at the end of the day, somebody could break their neck for you.
Yeah.
And are you really grateful, or are you just cosplay Vince? Yeah. And I had to decide when I bought Synergy and when I took it over that cosplay Vince time was over. And I like to think that I've proven to people that we're here for business now, and I'm going to protect my boys and protect my women. And we're going to just be in this together, and I'll go to war for these people.
I know you will, man. I see it every show, man. And really well said. Like we always say here on the BCP, no egos, just egos. That's what we like to say here. But, you know, first name drop from me, Colin, because, you know, we love those name drops. He's going to leave the chat. I already know it. Tommy Dreamer came on the show. He said the world came to a stop, but pro wrestling kept going, man. And I love seeing the opportunity. I know I say this every show, man, but you know, I feel like every show I go to, I'm like starting to say goodbye to people. And I'm like, hey, this might be the last time I see you. People are kind of disappearing off Facebook for all the right reasons. Yes. And it's really, really great. And it warms my heart, man. And I wish you continued success and all your roster. Like you keep saying, like, you want to see them get to that next level. You want to see them be able to make a living. And that's what it's all about, man. So, Colin, before we get out of here, man, just anything you want to say to the fans that might be interested in checking out these shows, whether, well, I guess a lot of them have no crowd, but there's some stuff going down in Florida, which we touched on, people who want to watch on streaming services. And if you may or may not have a little exclusive for the BCP, you certainly don't have to. Anything you want to say to the fans right now?
Yeah. I'll give you a little droppy drop. I know, but I'm gonna. I got a DM the other day. I got a DM the other day from a person who was just a little bit miffed by a certain shirt that Brandon Kirk has been selling on his merch store recently.
Hmm.
And the individual in question happens to live within an hour of the Tampa venue. And there may be a conversation being had about it.
Ooh, that's good. I'll do a little homework here, but I like what you're saying. Okay.
That's perfect. It's when you put
that's good though.
when you say that a very standout pro wrestler, MLW star and former WWE title holder fears you, that person is going to pay attention.
Wow. I like everything you're saying.
There's your drop. I'm not saying the match graphic's done and loaded, but the match graphic's done and loaded.
There it is. My God.
So we'll see. All that I need to see is if my good buddy Brandon Kirk actually wants the match he says he wants.
Love it. I'm pumped, man. I wanted like a little tiny something, man. You are just going all out, man. And you always do that for us.
There's no tiny drops for the Mania show. No, I'm not here to waste people's time. I'm not here to waste anybody's time. There's no popcorn match here.
Oh man, am I getting in a car in April? Oh man, am I taking a drive down to Florida, man?
Yes. Yes, you are.
I mean, from the conversations I'm having, man, this is incredible.
I'm telling you right now, and not just for us. I can vouch for some of what I've heard of going on at some of these other events.
Yeah. Love it.
I'll drop this for anybody who's managed to stick around this long. It's just my take on a situation. Everybody's trying to make it an us versus them and them versus us thing with the collective.
Yeah.
No, man. No. Life's too short. We could all get hit by a bus tomorrow. Nobody's got time for that. Yeah. I certainly don't. If anybody else wants to make it that way, that's about them. But I certainly don't. You know that as recently as a couple of weeks ago, I was very happy to financially support GCW and their mission to fight forever. I wish them the best, because if they do the best, if they have a great collective, that means a lot of people that I love and respect had a very good collective.
Yeah.
You know, and who would I be to make it an us versus them when so many people on their roster and so many people they're going to work over there are people that I love to death and that I book and that I work with, including my champ. You know what I'm saying? So like, there's no room for that for me. I hope everybody that goes to Tampa has the best matches of their lives. I hope they make a bunch of money. I hope they sell a lot of merch. I hope nobody gets COVID. I hope everybody gets tested. Everybody's safe. Everybody's masked up. And I hope that we look back at this and we say, you know what, this is in the middle of the throes of a pandemic. This proves that the wrestling business can do things responsibly. I really hope that's what we're able to say after this.
I love it. Colin, really well said. Thank you for the exclusive. Thank you for always letting me be a part of Synergy. Thank you for always being a mentor. Thank you for donating and being a part of BCP 200, man, watching the whole stream. I very much appreciate that. You know, for donating to Feeding America. That was amazing, man. And yeah, dude, just thank you, thank you, thank you. Before we get out of here, let's get those socials, those shameless plugs in. Where can everyone follow on your social media, all that good stuff? Oh, he's either messing with me or he got a very important text. Oh, really? Can we get another exclusive? No, I'm reaching now.
No, I just got a confirmation text for the SOS tapings that I needed. So we're good.
You look happy. You look very happy.
I am happy. Yeah. I am happy. The Northern Federation of Wrestling, NFW, run by Cody/Charlo, he's bringing two matches to the Synergy SOS tapings. And one of them is Anthony Gaines versus Gavin Glass, which I just got confirmation on, which is going to be real dope.
Whoa, we're getting that here first?
We're getting that here first. Wow. I'm dropping it. Wow. So I'm sure that he's okay with me saying so. Yeah. So again, thanks to NFW. They are bringing two matches down just to beef out that taping and make it really, really special. But you can follow us. Here's the thing. I'll save you a bunch of time. Go to synergywrestling.com, synergywrestling.com. You can get to our store, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, IWTV, past results, roster, everything. Just go to the website and you can get anywhere that you need to go from there.
Guys, follow Synergy, one of my favorites. Colin West, one of my favorites of all time. All the love, bro. Continued success. Stay safe out there. All right, bro?
One of?
The one and only. I misspoke.
Love you too, handsome.
There it is. Lord. All right. Always a pleasure, bro. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone, stay safe, stay positive. Take care of each other. We're out. Peace.